Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Meter and the Coach, Southern New England's sports original, 103.7 WEEI.
Final minutes of Meter and the Coach. Always a special Sunday with you on Sports Radio WEEI 103.7. Special thanks to Sean McAdam of Mass Live, Joe Passarelli, as always, pushing the buttons at our Worcester studio.
I'm a
Welsh
on
Meta Perel. Tim Welsh, what do you have? Things that intrigued us.
Well, today, and Joe has mentioned it a few times and it's trending, but I want to just be a tip of the hat, a cap, whatever, my morning coffee to Mike Gorman. Thank you, Mike, for an unbelievable run to be in all our living rooms for how many years? 40 now, and even before that, doing Big East games on the old Big East Network and ESPN, and had the pleasure of calling Mike a friend for a long time, and just had the utmost respect for him. He and his wife Terry, congratulations, and Saranaya, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. Just goodbye and thank you. That's all. And we're going to miss you. And Drew Carter will be filling his shoes. He's doing a nice job on the road games this year. But Mike, thank God, he'll be in the playoffs. The first round is still on the local networks. And yeah, then after that, it moves to TNT. But just a voice when it's playing in your living room, you feel relaxed. You feel good about everything. You got the Celtics and Mike Gorman's voice. You know, we missed Tommy for years now. Those two, nothing better than those two, and he'll be missed.
Yeah, and that's a great fitting farewell. And you and I both know him as friends, and he was a terrific guy. And you don't say that about many in the business necessarily, but he is one of them. Guy, you know, always. I traveled with the Celtics a few times on the radio side, and he always took you kind of under his wing, him and Tommy. And I really appreciated that. And that's a true sign of a gentleman. So good luck to Mike Gorman in retirement. No doubt about that. We will miss him. BC hockey team, Frozen Four last night, national championship game. It was a heck of a game in St. Paul, but the Eagles lost to Denver, gave up 2 second period goals. But the story of the tournament was Matt Davis. Remember this name. 35 saves as he stopped 68 of 69 shots in the Frozen Four to backbone Denver. How many times do you say it? A hot goalie wins. Bruins, playoffs starting. You got a hot goalie, you got a good chance to win the Stanley Cup. We saw it with Tim Thomas the last time they won it. You go down the list. Works in college hockey as well. Matt Davis was that guy. He had 23 third period saves in his third shutout of the season. He's a junior, has made 26 consecutive starts. Greg Brown, take a bow, BC National Coach of the Year. Guy will get on soon. Talk about a good guy. He's one of them, much like your guy down the road in Providence, Nate Lehman. But these guys wear it on their sleeve. Obviously very upset last night after they lost. But a heck of a run for the Eagles this year. And another good note on the BC side, I was at the spring game yesterday, beautiful day, good crowd, Bill O'Brien on the mic, which is great, encouraging fans, telling fans what they're seeing on the field. Bill O'Brien has embraced the role of being a ringleader. I sent you a video this week on social media. He's at the BC Quad this week, encouraging students to come to the game, handing out BC swag, playing games with them. It's really a good grassroots effort by Bill O'Brien and the BC administration now to get fans more involved. Haven't seen that in the last couple of years. And O'Brien, you know, a little bit of a surprise to me. I didn't expect him to do that, but he has done it. And you know the importance of that, being a coach at Providence back in the day. I'm sure you experienced that. Grassroots efforts, Bill O'Brien's doing that, Tim. I mean, that's a good sign.
Well, we're excited about going up some games this year. Certainly – exudes a lot of confidence in the fan base and the BC people that I know, including yourself and Dan Copen, amongst others. And it's going to be an interesting run for Bill O'Brien. And, you know, it's the recruiting is one thing, identifying, but as you know, he's going to have to embrace the portal and NIL and all that other stuff that goes with it in today's game. And how about Denver, though? I just noticed that I read this morning, Denver, 10 national championships in hockey. That's just an amazing feat. So congratulations to them. We wanted to see BC bring it home, but it didn't happen. But I'm sure they'll be back on the doorstep, as well as the Friars with Nate Lehman at the helm down the road.
Oh, yeah, no. They just reload down there. There's no question about that. That's it for us on Meter and the Coach. Enjoy Masters Sunday, everybody. We'll catch you again next Sunday. For Tim Welsh and Joe Passarelli, I'm John Mita Perel. Have a great week, everybody. This is Sports Radio WEEI 103.7.
This is Meter and the Coach with John Mita Perel and Tim Welsh. Southern New England's sports original. 103.7 WEEI. 7.